Thoughts on the kingdom. Children of the devil. Now, this won't be a very popular discourse. It's very brief. One of these thoughts on the kingdom. But we have to look at this. There are those who are the children of God. There are those who are the citizens of heaven. There are those who have been transferred, translated out of the realm of darkness into the kingdom of Christ. They've been born again. They've trusted the Savior. They've been brought into the family of God. They have the right, the power, the authority, the privilege of being called the children of God. But this is not what they were born like. This is not what they were by nature. By nature, all men are in Adam, and that is children of the devil. Now, I'm speaking from John chapter 8, verses 42 to 47. Really, I could go from verse 31 to 47. Let me just read some of the key points here. John chapter 8, verse 42. Jesus is addressing the Jews. The Jews, mark you, the old covenant people of God. They would think, oh, we're members of the kingdom. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, if you were a child of God, you would love me. See, now, if you were, but obviously you're not. You belong, verse 44, you belong to your father. Who's our father then? The devil, says Christ. It's Christ's word here. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire, and so on. He who belongs to God hears what God says, verse 47. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Now, I know this is a solemn thought, my friend, but if you're outside the kingdom, if you're not a believer, you are a child of the devil. I'm not saying you might not be respectable and honorable and, religious in some way or another. Yes, I'm not saying that. You might be churchified and everything. But that does not mean you're a child of God. A child of God is regenerate. He has the Spirit of God. He trusts Christ. He knows Christ. He walks with Christ. He loves Christ. As I say, above all, he trusts Christ. He is repentant. If God were your father, you would love me, and so on. But the children of the devil, they do the works of their father. They are led captive, 2 Timothy 2, verse 26, by the devil at his will. He pulls the strings. They are puppets. Now, you will object to that. But the Bible tells me you will object to it. But Jesus said this to the Jews. And this needs to be said to religious, churchified people today. You can go to church on these special calendar days. You can be constant in your prayers. You can be religious in every way. But unless you're in Christ, trusting him and him alone, and knowing his free grace and his free mercy, having been regenerated by his Spirit, you will never see the kingdom. And therefore, you have to accept, you have to understand that you are one of the children of the devil. But there's good news. He breaks the power, this is Christ. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. He can take dead sinners, Adamic sinners, the children of the devil, and by his grace he can turn them into the children of God, to as many as received him. John chapter 1, verses 10 to 13. To as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God. Have you received him, my friend? Will you receive him? Will you receive him now? You can at this very moment pass from being a child of the devil, the child of Adam, Adam dragging us in under Satan's power. You can be delivered from all that and rescued and brought into the kingdom of Christ to this very instant. Look to the Savior, believe and be saved.